The council come to order and the clerk will call the roll. Here.
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 Councilman Corley, if you could lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. We're going to go to executive communications. There are none under general communications. I was going to defer to Councilman Lattisaw.
At this time, I have four wonderful ladies sitting in the front row of the City Council chamber. If you would please come forward. Come on, ladies, you can't be bashful. This is about your friend. So, let me start off by introducing the ladies here. This is Flora Papa. This is who this recognition is all about this evening. This is Shirley, one of her friends. These four ladies, by the way, live in St. Elizabeth's Terrace, right down the street. She helps everybody out. This is Linda, who also lives there. And this is my mom, Cecil Lattisaw, who also lives there. So oftentimes we have groups and organizations and individuals who are always looking to do so much for the community, looking to do so much for the neighborhood. And it's very difficult to find people to volunteer to serve on committees, serve on boards, etc. And it's particularly impressive when we have a lady such as Flora, who is 94 years old, who lives at St. Elizabeth's Terrace, and without anyone asking, takes care of all the landscaping in front of this beautiful facility, which is probably a couple of hundred feet of landscaping. Not only does she do all the plantings by herself, she pays for all the plantings. And this is, we're not talking about just a little flower thing here and there. I'm talking about flowers. And they have these giant columns all across the front of this building. And she decorates them. Right now they're decorated with all the corn stalks. I don't have the energy to do that. But she does, and she does it with great enthusiasm. And I think it's particularly important when you have a senior citizen such as this lady right here at 94 years old who takes the initiative to do that to please the other folks that she lives with in that building and just do it because she wants to do something good, certainly deserves recognition. So this evening, on behalf of the mayor of the city of Warwick and this entire city council, we are going to present this resolution of condolences to Rosa Papa. And it says, be resolved that whereas Rosa Papa, 94, is being honored by friends and family for her commitment and dedication to St. Elizabeth's Terrace. Rosa decorates for various holidays, plants flowers, and takes pride in beautifying the landscape for all her neighbors to enjoy. And whereas Rosa was born in Providence, Rhode Island on April 8, 1925, and is the mother of Joseph and Robert. And whereas throughout her life, her top priority was to provide a stable home environment to which raise her family and provide her children with opportunities to advance their education and lives. And whereas Rosa is a loyal woman and friend, throughout her life, her top priority is to provide a stable home and environment. I'm repeating. Whereas Flora is a loyal woman and friend who has always been there to help her friends and family and expecting nothing in return. And whereas during her long and productive lifetime, she has earned the respect and affection of people from all walks of life and all ages because of her knowledge, experience, wisdom, and community spirit. And whereas in recognition of Flora's contributions to our community and our citizens, we hereby express our deep appreciation for her service to our community in St. Elizabeth's Terrace. Now therefore it be resolved the mayor and the Warwick City Council extend to Flora Papa our deep appreciation for her distinguished service and wish her health and happiness in the years ahead. A true copy of resolution is adopted by the Warwick City Council, approved by the mayor, and signed unanimously by all members of the City Council. Flora, thank you very much. Don't stop crying. You make us all cry.
Everything. I appreciate all of you being here tonight to hear this. I just happen to love flowers, and I can't go by anybody's property to see a flower that I want to steal. I actually want to pull it up from the ground, and my grandchildren always say, you can't do that, you can't do that. I want that flower. And there was one flower that I saw that I wanted desperately. It was at a restaurant. And I told my grandson, I'm going in because I want that flower. I never saw that before. Grandma, you can't do that. Yes, I can. So I went in the restaurant. I said, excuse me, where did that flower come from? And I want it. Can I pull it up? And they said, no, you can't do that. The owner's not here. I said, would you call the owner, please, and tell him I want that flower? It never happened. I never got that flower. It was just beautiful. So that's what I'm all about. My name is Flora, and it represents flowers also. And when I was in Europe, it was Flora Restaurant, Flora Flowers. Everything was Flora, and I was not impressed with it because I was so young. But in my old age now, I'm impressed with the gratitude that I get and the accolades that I have received. Thank you, Ed, so much for this.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Flora did tell me, by the way, that she's not interested in a full-time job, but she might consider a part-time job. I just hope she never considers a run for city council.
Under general communications, are there any other general communications from council members? Yes, Councilman Qualley.
Yes, unfortunately, James Gillis passed away on November 11, 2019, and I have a resolution of condolences that each member of the city council has signed and the mayor has signed. And I will make sure that the resolution of condolences is delivered to the Gillis family because Jim was laid to rest on Saturday.
Thank you. Councilman Ricks.
I think it's working now. Okay, thank you. A brief announcement. The Norwood Neighborhood Association is having a meeting on Wednesday evening, this Wednesday, 7 o'clock at the Norwood Boys and Girls Club. The topic is opioid addiction, and there will also be information on Narcan and an opportunity to get Narcan for free, as well as instructions on how to use it. If there's an occasion where you're present where you find that a person is overdosing. So it'll be an informative meeting, and it could be very important, giving you folks the opportunity to even save a life. Thank you.
Councilman Lattisaw.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Flora, I need to make a correction. Was just brought to my attention. That was a resolution of congratulations. I need to make that correction. And thank you for my colleagues. Sometimes you prefer they weren't listening so closely. Congratulations.
Councilwoman Travis.
And I just wanted to mention that the Volunteers of Warwick School had their chopstick auction Saturday, and it was a great success, and I want to thank the council people that did attend. We had a great turnout.
Thank you. I did want to make one announcement that Councilman Sinapi can't be with us tonight. He's traveling, and he's out of the state on business. So the first item on the agenda is the... we'll skip, there are no acceptance of minutes, so we'll skip to a presentation by the Warwick School Committee regarding the bonds. There's people here to speak on behalf of the school committee. Just state your name for the record.
Karen Barkis, Chairwoman, Warwick School Committee. The school committee is here, and the Warwick Public Schools are here this evening per our request to provide a presentation on our accomplishments for the bond phase one release of cash over the past summer, and to request that the phase two cash request be docketed for the next meeting. At this time, all of our projects are on time and on or under budget. We have undertaken 5 fire alarms in this phase. 3 are completed, 2 will be completed by early winter of 2020. Abatement projects have been completed. Roofing projects at Tollgate, Sherman, and Wyman. Americans with Disability Acts, building access is to be completed shortly at Cedar Hill. And we have American with Disability Act playgrounds going in, and they will be completed at Warwick Neck and Lippitt in the spring of 2020. We also have replaced interior locks and hardware in all schools, and we're going out to bid for what is needed going forward. At this time, I would like to introduce Superintendent Thornton and Mr. Anthony Ferrucci to give you a more detailed update. Thank you very much.
Hello and good evening. Just really quickly, Ms. Backus did sum up the last year's tally, if you will.
Just announce yourself for the record, if you will.
Philip Thornton, school superintendent. I know last year when we came in front of the chambers, there was a desire to make sure we did what we say we're going to do and come back and talk about next year's conversation. And I think, as you'll see, we did exactly what we said we're going to do, either on budget or under budget. So that's really great news tonight. We'll have Mr. Fucci just take you through what the plans would entail for next summer's release, if you will. So without further ado, I'll give it to Mr. Fucci to take you through next summer and take any questions you may have on that.
Thank you.
Good evening, Council President, members of the committee. As Anthony Ferrucci, Director of Finance for the School Department, as the superintendent had mentioned, we have been very successful our phase one first release of cash. There is a public report on the website that's been scorekeeping, so folks can keep an eye on it. In the package that was provided to the council members, it's actually the last 3 or 4 documents in the package, because the first portion is about our phase two, bond phase one, second request for cash. But the details that we're speaking to are included in your package. And as I'd mentioned, we learned a lot this past year with the 16 projects that we took on. We learned a lot about the implementation of playgrounds. And so this coming summer of 2020 and going into the school year through 2021, we're here before you this evening asking for a release of cash for the second set of projects. There are a number of projects that we identified last year where we actually received the funds in our first release to have designs in the architect and engineering service fees. Those bids are just about ready to go out on the street. So to let vendors know that the cash is available to pay them will make it extremely competitive, and we believe it's going to reduce our costs going forward into next year's summer projects. So what we have before you this evening is what we're referring to as bond phase one cash release two.
Mr. Ferrucci, sorry to interrupt you for a sec, but this bond referendum that we're speaking about, just for the edification of everybody that's here, was a bond referendum that the voters passed in the fall of 2018, correct?
That is correct.
And that was for $40 million.
That is correct.
And could you also refresh our recollection as to what the state contributes to that?
The state at a minimum is contributing 35%, but with incentives, we're looking at 3 incentives equaling 5% per incentive of about another 15%. So we're expecting compensation of about 50% of that bond to be reimbursed to the community.
So of the $40 million, $20 million would be, you're hoping to get $20 million reimbursed?
That is correct.
By the state?
That is correct.
Thank you. If you could proceed.
Thank you. So in the second release of cash we're looking for are the projects that we anticipated doing. With the discussions of the possibility of high schools, you'll notice that there are no high school projects earmarked until that decision is made in the near future. So what we're focusing on this evening in total is going to be 27 projects that we want to take on next year. Again, we did 16 this year. 26 projects.
Mr. Frucci, sorry to interrupt you again, but when you say projects, could you just bring us through how these projects get developed, and it's not all your choices, if you will, and it's what the state requires. They come in, they look at our buildings. If you're going to get reimbursed, you need to do X, Y, and Z.
Happy to do that. Going back before the $40 million bond referendum went before the voters, there was a significant studies completed by internally SMMA on behalf of the school committee and externally an agency called Jacobs. Both those organizations identified over $200 million worth of projects that needed to be undertaken throughout the district, and their determination was within a five-year window. That's how severe the needs were with regards to each of our buildings. From those two reports, the school committee created a building committee, which I chair, and that building committee went through those $200 million worth of projects and made recommendations collectively. And it's a joint effort between four folks from the city side and five folks from the school side as we compile the roster. The roster was vetted publicly and then brought before the school committee, who then endorsed the plan. So out of that $200 million worth of projects, we whittled it down to the top $40 million worth of need. And going forward, once the bond referendum, which identified all those projects, prior to going to the referendum, it went up to the state. They validated the need, and that's where they ended up endorsing the 50%. And from that roster of work, we are cherry-picking the most pressing things and what's feasibly accomplishable in any given summer. So we're working off of this predefined roster off of a $200 million menu of things that needed to be accomplished.
And also to refresh everybody's recollection, it was the testimony of the school department that obviously, you couldn't go out to get these you couldn't go out and get all these projects done at once.
That's correct.
They have to be phased in over time. As old bonds are retired, new bonds can be created. So it puts the situation, the city in a situation where they can float bonds at an even rate and not at a large amount. And it was the testimony of the school committee, even though last year you were asking for more money, that it would have taken 4 years and not two. And it was the idea of this council and the mayor at the time to do $40 million because that's all you could do in 2 years anyway. And considering what had happened in the past with bonds being frozen by the Avedisian administration for, I think it was about six or seven years, that we the council, would be able to get updates as to whether you're getting money, whether the money was being released, how fast it was being released, and how accurate your forecasts were about getting those projects completed on a timely manner and on budget. And that's why you're here before us tonight, to tell us that the money has been released, it has been timely, you're on forecast, in some cases you're under budget, correct?
That is all correct, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Excuse me. With that backdrop, we're now prepared to try and move forward with the next release. And again, we'll hold this accountable to the school department. We will create a public document, and we will carry both the original and now the second one. We will refer to them as cash release one and cash release two. And each succeeding year going forward, when we come forward asking, we will mark those projects as cash release three, cash release four, and we'll continue to publicly present how those projects are proceeding so that folks can be aware of what we're accomplishing as we move forward. So to kind of move things along again, our second release this evening is for 26 construction projects in total. It's 7 fire alarms. These are the last 7. After next summer, we will have completed all of our fire alarm projects. We're looking at 5 abatement projects. That would leave 1 after next school year. We've got 5-8.
When you say abatement, is that asbestos? And
yes. Yes.
Okay. Obviously a need.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
ADA projects, this is to make our buildings accessible. It could be from reducing thresholds to opening the widths of door spans so wheelchairs can pass through, as well as putting in restroom facilities at all of our facilities rather than having just one handicap facility in a building. All of them will be accessible. After the 5 for next year, that'll leave 13 projects over the future. We're looking at 7 elementary playgrounds. So we did 2 this year. We learned a lot, as I had mentioned earlier. That will leave 5 additional playgrounds to be done in the future. And there are 4 roofs that we're looking at for next summer. That would leave 4 additional roofs over the course of time. All of those projects in totality is $8.1 million in construction costs. There are some soft costs on those $8 million worth, about $92,000, because we got a small project in there that we hadn't anticipated, but it's part of that grouping. And then the last piece that makes up our request is $1.5 million, and that's the A&E costs associated with the projects we're proposing to do in 2021-22. And in the sheets that are attached, there's color coding as to which projects we've identified that make up the $8 million. Sheets for the public are located behind me that has that. The sheets were presented to the City Council earlier. I believe they released yesterday. And so the total of all the projects that we're talking about is $9.8 million. One thing that's very unique this year, under the release of the $250 million of bonding at the state level, there is a grant-paying program called Pay-As-You-Go, and that's a state reimbursement. And what's happening is, under all models of state reimbursement, the 50% we spoke about a moment ago, normally what would happen is the city would have to go borrow all the money that I'm talking about tonight, and then over the next 25 years, the state would pay its portion of that debt service. Under the Pay-As-You-Go model, the state actually has cash in bank today. And so rather than paying over the debt service life of 25 years, they're able to pay up front the funds that are obligated to the city. And in just a simple concept for me to explain, when a $1,000 bill comes in for a vendor, the state will give us a check for $350 to pay the vendor today, and the community would pay the other $650. That extra $650 is coming out of what I'm asking for the city to move forward this evening. So out of the $9.8 million, the state has set aside $2.9 million in pay-as-you-go. So this evening, the school committee is asking for authorization for the city council to seek $6.8 million of cash from the $40 million authorized bond, knowing that the state will pony up their 2.9 as the $1,000 bills roll in. I will be working with city finance, because if you do the math, that's less than the 35% that the state owes, plus the 5% incentives. I will be working with city finance to assure us that we receive the whole 50% that's due us. So the state will pay its pro rata share on the $6 million up to that 50% mark, and we will work together to make sure that that's accomplished. We're very excited about the prospects of what we're achieving in our schools. We encourage folks to come out and walk through our schools and see what we're doing. The playground, I think, in the spring is going to be very exciting. It's going to energize the community, and so we seek your support this evening, and we're happy to answer any questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there any questions? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. Ferrucci, we've recently had a conversation about this, and you've just spoken to one of my big concerns, and I want to be sure that it is engraved in the record. and that is about monitoring the state return. And as I expressed to you in that conversation, I'll express it again this evening, my concern is that government changes, positions change, people change. Those of us that are here now very well may not be here by the time this bond runs out. And it's very important to not only myself, but all of my colleagues, that there is a plan in place that whether Mr. Ferrucci is here or whether the superintendent is here or whether our finance department is here or the city council or the mayor, that there is a formal plan in place on the record that is going to ensure that this 35 to 50% return of investment is going to be carried forward. And that's one of the reasons, or one of the issues that is certainly very important to me in my consideration as to what I want to do with this. So that's a confirmation, correct?
That's correct. The intent in our office is, since I have created worksheets internally as to what the school department's expectations are, is to seek signatures from the Rhode Island Department of Education and submit those to city finance, so they'll have them in time before they go seek the release of the actual bond cash of the $6.8 million. It will become part of our closing documents so that the school department will have an expectation with a signed document from the Rhode Island Department of Education. City finance would have a copy of that document as well, because similarly to both the local governmental agencies, folks up at RIDE come and go as well. And so my fear is those folks will forget what those promises are, so we will have their signatures on file. I will assure you that they get filed before we seek cash.
In addition to that, Mr. Ferrucci, sometimes information is slow moving in government. So in addition to that, as you communicate with the finance department of the city, I would want to have it on the record that those communications would be shared with the city council. Because I know one thing, as finance chair, I want to know what's going on. And I don't want to have to wait for someone else to send me the information. I want you to send me the information.
Happy to do that.
We agree. Okay, thank you.
And that would be that would be a memorandum of understanding that you would have with the state that would be on a record here.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And we'd get a copy of that memorandum.
Absolutely.
Of understanding. Thank you.
Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good evening, Mr. Ferrucci, and members of the school committee and superintendent. You mentioned in your to-do list, if you will, five different projects to address ADA needs within the district. I know you said after that there'll be 13 remaining. Could you tell me, please, the priority list of how you came up with that? Was that something having to do with the population of the school and where the most is needed, or the most in-depth, most needed to meet the learning of the students? Like, how did you come up with, because 18 is quite a bit. I'm saying this as in, it's kind of like astounding that in, I believe it was 1991, the ADA law was signed by President H.W. Bush, and we're playing catch up. And I can't thank you enough for identifying that and prioritizing that. Sincerely, I can't thank you enough for that. But how did you choose those five over the 18, if you don't mind, quick?
Happy to do that. It was a combination of what was most critical. If there was some student safety issue, that put it to the top of the pile. If they were all similar in nature, again, if it's the bathrooms in particular, they're all situated in the same thing. It really turned into logistics with regards to what the construction schedule is going to look like for next summer and what schools were being impacted. So taking into account some of the summer programs that had to take place, well, the feasibility of what buildings to clean. There was conversations that maybe if we concentrated construction in a particular school, we can then clean a school that's not having construction. Then we can take that cleaning team into the school that had construction over the summer. So all of those factors factored in. But if it was a student safety issue, that put it to the top of the pile. Sure. If it's all similar in nature, then it turned into logistics of running the projects over the summer.
So of the 13 that are remaining, I'm trying to ask this because I'm honestly it's something that just amazes me, the logistics that go into it. You just described some of it. Of the 13 projects that are remaining of the ADA, do any of them, such as mobility for students in buildings, are any of them having to do with that? I understand you said the restrooms. I understand you said the but let's say like a building that needs an elevator doesn't have an elevator, a building that needs a ramp, a stage ramp, so that the student with the wheelchair can get up on the stage because there's only stair access. Is that the stuff that...
Those would be the pieces that impact student learning the most. They would come to the top. And again, it wasn't necessarily a student safety issue because we've been working around it, so it didn't bring it to the top, but that would impact our next round of decisions. Again, we'll coordinate that with the activities going on in the district. I believe Cedar Hill's elevator is the one that we're going to try and address for the following year because it's been cited with regards to access to a playground, etc. So all those issues come before us at the building committee. Our architect and our owner's rep, Mr. Gothberg, they prepare recommendations and we vet those and we challenge those assumptions to get to the points that you just raised this evening.
Thank you very much, Ms. Frucci. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you. Mr. Frucci, I know Karen mentioned there were five fire alarms that were worked in phase one. Three were completed. What are the two that are not completed?
The cost came in above budget, so we end up going out to bid. The two that are finishing up this fall are Robinson and Warwick Neck. And we're close to completion on those two. They'll be done before Christmas.
In the phase two, you're saying there's going to be seven more.
That's correct.
More after that? I didn't write that one.
No, there isn't. These are the last
That's
seven.
That's what I thought that was.
That's okay. Correct.
So Robinson and Warwick Neck are still got to work out of phase one. And then phase two, you got seven to
yes,
do.
Yes, and I'm happy to read them into the record if you're interested in who they are.
Okay.
If you'd Very like good. Me to do that.
And the roofs.
Yes.
I know you said, how many, did you do any roofs this year?
We did three roofing projects, yes. Tollgate, Sherman, and Wyman.
And you're going to do four next time,
That's
right?
Correct.
How many is remaining? I try to catch.
There are four more.
Four
to
more.
Be
okay.
done, yes.
All right, thank you.
Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. And I just wanted to point out, you had mentioned it, but I think this is a very good resource, not just for me, but for everyone of the public, that you have the website that you've been updating. You go right on it, the bond-funded capital projects. This lists out who's on the committee. You have bid announcements on here, important dates, the committee members, the agendas, the minutes. It lays out where we are, what projects you're working on, what projects you've completed, what the next step is. And I think this is a very important step. I think this is what we're here, you know, open, and it lets everybody see where we are in the process. And I just wanted to mention that because I find that very helpful, and I think that's a great resource for everyone here in the city.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions from council members? Not thank you for your presentation. We'll docket something tonight. Next on the agenda is public comment. Pursuant to Rule 41, after the general communications and prior to the consent calendar at each City Council public hearing meeting, there shall be a 15-minute period during which citizens may make comment about Warwick City government issues, subject to the following stipulations. The total period of time for public comment shall be 15 minutes. Comments need to be brief in order to allow as many citizens as possible to participate. The topics for comment shall be issues directly affecting city government. City council members will not be responding to questions during the public comment period. The public comment session will terminate at the expiration of 15 minutes. Waiver of these provisions requires unanimous consent. I believe 8 members of the public had signed up. A little over a minute apiece. The first person on the list is Rob Cody.
You really can't say much in a minute, but you know, it never ceases to amaze me how mathematics works so differently inside this building as it does on the outside. You know, we've all read the article of the mayor bragging about the new fire contract that's going to save $450,000. Except what he didn't put in the debit column is that he's rescinding the appeal on the Tier 2 pension system, which is going to cost the residents $3 million. So if you minus $450,000 by $3 million, it tells me we're going to take a hit of $2.55 million. But he didn't let anybody know that. And you know what else he didn't let anybody know? About the fiscal note and the tentative agreement. I got called by the media today that contacted this office wanting to know where the fiscal note was and where the tentative agreement was. And that media person was told, we haven't completed them yet. So he hasn't completed the tentative agreement, but he knows that we're going to have a $450,000 savings. But he forgot the debit side of the column. The fact of the matter is that when this new contract comes before this council, you people have to release the fiscal note and the tentative agreement to the general public. And the reason that you have to do that is that there is not one person that sits on this council that has the skill set to scrutinize the documents. And I don't say that to disparage you. I say that because of the last 9 years you've shown us. You've missed it for 9 years. The manipulation, the coercion, and the monies that went out the door. I'm not done, Mr. Marola. Well, you can give me a latitude for another minute. After all, I've given you a lot of my time.
So, Mr. Cody, these are laws that we have to abide by.
And you can easily rescind them by breaking the law.
So
like everything else is done. You could just...
Okay.
Look, I'm asking you for another minute, and I think I deserve it.
I understand. If there are other people that don't talk, we can reconsider that.
So, my point is... We have seen that there has been manipulations in these contracts.
Mr. Cody, my statement was if there are other people, and there may be other people that don't want to talk, then we can add that a minute on for you. I don't know if all these people are going to talk, but I would like to at least call the next person.
Well, I'm sure if they're signed up, they want to talk, right?
I don't know. They might have already spoken. Okay. Is Maureen McNamara here? Would you like to speak? Okay.
I just want to express my concern again for the zoning ordinance that's put forth for second passage tonight. Again, I want to reiterate that it does not comply with the city's comprehensive plan. And my other concern, too, is that we don't have a city solicitor. So in that zone change, they also propose a traffic light. And I'm not sure that that proposal in there or that stipulation is even legal. There's so many concerns. But either way, I just want to reiterate my point again that that zone change does not comply with the comprehensive plan. It is a negative impact to our neighborhood. And with the other information I presented earlier tonight, I hope that you vote no. It's the right thing to do. You're there, you're here to protect the public, and that's what we're asking you to do.
Thank you. Lisa Messina, you're all set. Michelle Marandola, okay. Lori, all set. Pat Urban. Bill Jarvie.
Here.
Go ahead, Bill.
So Thank you. My name is Bill Jarvie, J-A-R-V-I-E. Thank you, Warwick City members, council, through Rule 41, public comment. I own the property at 34 Urban Avenue, Rhode Island, 02888. My adjoining neighbor at 44 Urban Avenue has had several building violations. For example, peeling exterior paint with possible lead contamination, 3 unregistered cars, 2 Jaguars, 1 pickup truck, holes in the fascia with squirrels and other animals entering and exiting the building, unregistered boat and trailer. Since 2008, I have contacted the mayor's office, both Aberdeen and Solomon. With Mayor Solomon, I have sent 3 notices to have a personal meeting with him and have been denied all 3 times. One of them was a registered letter. I've also contacted the municipal court, Warwick Minimum Housing, and my previous town councilman, Steve Colonino, and current town councilman, Richard Corley. I've also sent communication with William D. Pasquale, CC the emails to Steve Mariola, president of Warwick Council. To date, nothing's been resolved. A well-known football coach from our area has a saying, do your job. I've been waiting patiently for 11 years for someone to do their job. Thank you and have a great day making Warwick, Rhode Island great. Bill Jarvie.
Thank you. John Reese. If you could come up, if you could come up to the mic, sir, because that's fine. Go ahead. Mr. Cody.
Thank you, Councilman Mirola. So my point that I'm trying to get at is, you know, the taxpayers have been taking it on the chin for a long time. And in terms of this fire department, we've taken it on the chin because our elected officials failed to read the fine print. And it's cost us millions of dollars, right? So not only did we miss all these things in the contract, the contract manipulation, the unused vacation time, the unused sick time, the holidays, the manipulation of the medical examinations. We paid for all that. You guys missed it. And it's not just everybody here. It's past and present councils missed it. The council solicitor, the lawyer missed it. The members of the general public had to find it and bring it to your attention. So we just don't have that warm, fuzzy feeling that you have the capabilities to scrutinize a contract and understand it. And quite frankly, from comments that were made from city council members during ratification of contracts, my council member asked questions which clearly showed that not only did he not read the contract, but whatever little he did read, he didn't understand. So my point is this. We're at a pivotal point here. You all know what's going down behind the scenes with this fire department, and now all of a sudden we're going to give it away. More raises. They just robbed these people over the last several years. And this guy in the corner office, remember that? As soon as we get the corner office, things are going to change. They've changed for the worse. Look at this mathematics. We're going to save $450,000, but he doesn't come publicly and say, we're rescinding the appeal on the Tier 2 system, which is going to cost these people $3 million. You may be able to pull the wool over some people's eyes, Mr. Solomon, but it's not going to happen to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is announcement of appointments. There are none. Next item is appointments requiring confirmation. There are none. We'll move to the consent calendar, which is PCR 175-19, a resolution relative to bids. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiso.
Move favorable action on PCR 175-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Go ahead, Councilman Lattiso.
First item, 2020-184, workstations, laptops. Favorable action. Next item, 2020-189, food products. Favorable action. 2020-190, radar calibrations and repairs. Favorable action. 2020-196, pipe fittings and valves, has become PCR 176-19. 2020-211, dump trucks, has become PCR 177-19. 2020-220, natural gas contract, has become PCR 178-19. 2020-226, service investigations, favorable action.
Thank you. So there were 7 items on the consent calendar. 3 have been removed. all were talked about in committee. The four that we are going to vote on consent calendar. Are there any questions from council members that did not get to ask questions on those four items in the Finance Committee? If not, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve.
Mr.
Marola? Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Hyde?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
PCR 175-19 stands passed. We'll move to the first removed item, which is bid number 2020-196, now PCR 176-19, committee report, finance.
The committee recommends favorable action as amended.
For action, Councilman Lattice, are you going to move it?
We have an amendment, Mr. President.
If you could move it, move it.
The amendment is to...
Councilman, we just have to move it first. Move PCR.
Move PCR 176-19.
Seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Go ahead.
We have an amendment to award the bid to EJ Prescott, John Hoadley, Core in Maine, and Jack Folly for item 16-J.
So you're moving that as amendment?
Amended.
Is there a second on the amendment? Councilman Howe, are there any questions on the amendment? If not, a yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Abstain.
Mr.
Wally? Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Rich?
Yes.
Yes.
PCR 176-19, the amendment stands passed. If you could move it as amended, Councilman Lattice.
Move favorable action on PCR 176-19 as amended.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any questions on PCR 176-19 as amended? If not, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve as amended.
Mr. Marola?
Abstain.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr.
Lattice?
Yes.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
PCR 176-19 as amended stands passed. Next item that was removed from the Finance Committee bid package was bid number 2020-211, which is now PCR 177-19, committee report, finance.
Favorable action on PCR 177-19.
So recommendation is for favorable action, for action, Councilman.
Yes. If move you favorable move action on PCR 177-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. You have an amendment?
We have an amendment on it, Mr. President, and the amendment is to encompass two fiscal years, be purchasing two trucks this year in the 2019-20 fiscal year, potentially two in 2020-21, and the amendment will read, be it further resolved, 220-211, also referred to as PCR 177-19, is an affirmative action of the City Council in the City toward the execution and delivery of lease purchase financing documents with respect to bid number 2020-211, in accordance with the purposes of the laws of the state. This resolution constitutes the City's declaration of official intent pursuant to Treasury Regulation 1.150 in parenthesis 2 to reimburse the city for certain expenditures paid on or after the date of which it is 60 days prior to the date of this resolution, but prior to the execution and delivery of the lease purchase financing documents. Such amounts to be reimbursed shall not exceed $612,660 and shall be reimbursed not later than 18 months after the date on which the expenditure is paid or the date the property is placed in service or abandoned, but no event later than 3 years after the date the expenditure is paid. That is the amendment, and the recommendation is for favorable action as amended.
Thank you. Are there any questions that council members have now that they didn't have in the Finance Committee meeting? If not, the amendment has been moved and seconded. A yes is to approve the amendment to PCR 177 19 regarding the lease purchase repayment provisions, as read into the record by Councilman Lattisa. Again, a yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howell?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Yes.
The amendment to PCR 177-19 stands passed. Councilman Lattisa, if you could move it as amended.
Move favorable as amended on PCR 177-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, any discussion on PCR 177-19 as amended? Yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 177-19 as amended stands passed. Next item that was removed from the Finance Committee bid package during the Finance Committee was bid number 2020-220, now PCR 178-19, Committee Report, Finance.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisa.
Recommended favorable action on PCR 178-19 with an amendment.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, you would like to move the amendment?
The amendment will be to reduce the amount in from December 2019 through 2022, reduce the amount from $4.64 a DT to $4.59. That is the amendment. Recommend favorable action on the amendment.
So Councilman Lattisa has moved the amendment reducing the amount, seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, is there any discussion on the amendment? And this is regarding the gas.
Natural gas contract.
And it's been reduced from 464 to 459.
To 459, correct.
That's the amendment. Okay, is there any questions from council members that they didn't have in the Finance Committee regarding reducing the amount of this bid and the amendment? If not, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes will be to approve the amendment to PCR 178-19.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howell?
Yes.
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 The amendment stands passed. Councilman Lattisa, if you could move it as amended.
Move favorable action as amended on PCR 178-19.
Councilman Lattisa moves it as amended, seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe, any discussion on PCR 178-19 now that it's been amended? If not, the clerk will call the roll, and a yes is to approve.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
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 PCR 178-19 as amended stands passed. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1619, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, 2574 West Shore Road, Capionato Properties, LLC petitioner. This is for second passage. Committee report, land use.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilwoman Travis.
I move favorable action on PCO-18-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Is there any discussion on this? Councilwoman Travis.
Yes. I just want to state that I understand where the people are talking about because it's right next to their property. And I know if this was being built near any one of our property, there would be a different group of people probably being the same thing upset. I'm definitely going to fight more for that traffic light. I am definitely going to stay close with Kelly Coates and the Caponato program to make sure that they do what they say they're going to do. And I think we could all work together to be better neighbors. But I think you're going to understand that it's a good project. And we do understand the issue. And if it was anywhere else in any one of Warwick, we would have the same people, you know, different people not these people, but a different group of people concerned too. So we understand that, but hopefully we can move forward and be good neighbors to each other, and this business can go forward. So thank you.
Thank you. I was just going to reiterate the testimony that we had at the last meeting, which were there was two issues that were concerning to me or persuasive in my vote the last time. One was that this is not the last meeting. There is another meeting on this. So there is another vetting process. The second issue is there were time factors, and what I did hear, and I listened quite intently to everybody's testimony, was that if there was no access, I like to start off where we all agree rather than where we disagree, but if there was no access to Spring Green Avenue, everybody's okay with this project. And I think that's where we all are. And I also heard testimony from the Caponato group that they were very, I don't want to even say optimistic, but sure that this light was going to get approved. And they come before us a lot. And when there are time frames involved, where you're trying to get a project in on time that's good, that everybody believes in and can support, and there is a fail-safe mechanism, which is there's another meeting where you can stop it. If this project comes forward without that light, I can tell you this council member is going to be very, very disappointed. So, I expect that light to go in. There is another hearing on this, and I hope that we haven't got everybody riled up because there's a fast pace on the project to try and get a good project in for the neighborhood without access to that road. But that was the representations that were made by the Caponato group. I believe that that's what's going to happen. And I have yet to be proven wrong when it comes to their representations to this council. So that's why I voted yes last time, and that's why I'm going to vote yes this time. Councilman Corley.
This is not the last time that the issue will be before the city for passage. But I did hear some things during the public comment session that I want to comment on, and that is that all of you that are holding the signs and people that were making complaints, there are stipulations that control the passage that we gave last time. I heard people complaining about lighting. The first stipulation is that all exterior lighting and signage shall be designed and installed to minimize negative impacts on the neighboring residential properties. The lighting design shall be dark sky compliant to the extent practicable. Glare from outdoor lights, signs, and from movement of vehicles on site shall be shielded from the view of adjacent properties. If you are saying that that is being violated, then you should contact the city planning department and property maintenance. A second item that you have brought up is that the access to Spring Grove Avenue. The stipulation is that the access to Spring Grove Avenue shall be limited to local access only. All truck deliveries are limited to the major arterial roadway, and that's West Shore Road. And the other thing that I heard was the issue concerning the traffic light. The fifth stipulation is that if the Rhode Island Department of Transportation approves the installation of the traffic and control light, then the existing access drive leading from the development site to Springone Avenue will be closed. The existing access drive may remain with a closed gate if deemed necessary by the Warwick Fire Department for occasional emergency access. So if any of these stipulations are not being followed, you have an avenue to make complaint, and it will also be taken into account at the next step in the process.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from council members? If not, it's been moved and seconded. A yes is to approve. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Morola?
Yes.
Mr. Morley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Latimer?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Stratton?
Yes.
PCR 1619 stands past second passage. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1815, an ordinance regarding the trash collection of large items and heavy pickups. Committee report ordinance.
Favorable action with an amendment.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I'll just hold back for a minute or so.
Do you have a...
Yes, I'm just going to hold until we get the chamber.
And it's you said with an amendment? You want to move the amendment?
Yes.
All right, what's the amendment?
Move favorable with the amendment as amended.
Okay. Councilman Lattiser moves an amendment, seconded by Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Cawley. If you could read that amendment into the record.
I will be amending section 2282 to delete the language or by imprisonment not exceeding 6 months.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Was there any question?
Also.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That is the only amendment. Sorry.
Yeah. Are there any questions that council members didn't have in the ordinance committee or regarding this amendment that they didn't have an opportunity to ask? If not, a yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The amendment to PCO 1815 stands passed. Councilman Lattiser, if you could move it as amended.
Move favorable as amended on PCO 18-15.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister. Councilman Howe. Councilwoman Travis. Any discussion on PCO 1815 as amended? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr.
Morola? Yes.
Mr. Yes.
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 PCO 1815 as amended stands passed for first passage. Next item on the agenda is PCO 719, the pension board, first passage, not drafted, committee report, finance. It's held?
Hold December 2nd.
Held till December 2nd. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1019, an ordinance in regard to water discharge. That's first passage, it's not drafted, committee report, ordinance.
Hold to January 6th.
Held to January 6th. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1319, an ordinance in regards to no parking here to corner on Chapman's Avenue, 405 Chapman's to 420 Chapman's. First passage, committee report, ordinance.
Move to the pending file.
Move to the pending file. Next item on the agenda is PCO 1519, a resolution regarding health insurance for city employees. That's for first passage, that's not drafted. Committee report, ordinance.
Hold to December 2nd.
Held to December 2nd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 9417, bid number 2017-147, State of Rhode Island. Did I skip one, health insurance?
No.
No, we just did that. I'm sorry. PCR 9417, bid 2017-147, State of Rhode Island Telecommunications Services, installation and parts. Committee report, finance.
Hold December 2nd.
Held December 2nd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 14817, bid number 2018-143, installation of sprinklers at the Cooper Building Drill Hall. Committee report, Finance.
Hold December 2nd.
Hold till December 2nd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 1618, tree damage claims. That's not drafted. Committee report, Public Safety.
I believe.
That's hold till January 22nd?
Correct. Thank you.
Okay. Held till January 22nd. I believe that's Councilman Sinapi's committee.
Yes, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for filling in, Councilman Rex. PCR 13418, a resolution to create a charter review committee. That's not drafted. Committee report, intergovernmental.
That was held until January
6th.
January 6th.
Held till January 6th. PCR 14919, a resolution relative to claims. Committee report, Public Safety.
This was held to December 2nd.
Held to December 2nd. Next item on the agenda is PCR 15119, now 2020-123, electrical maintenance and repairs. Committee report, Finance.
Withdrawn by the sponsor.
Recommendation is to withdraw. Councilman Lazar, if you could move to withdraw.
Make a recommendation. The request of the sponsor to withdraw PCR 151-19.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on this motion to withdraw PCR 151-19, now 2020-123, electrical maintenance and repairs? If not, a yes is to withdraw, and the clerk will call the roll.
Marola?
Yes.
Corley?
Yes.
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 PCR 151-19, 2020-123 is withdrawn. Next item on the agenda is PCR 165-19, now 220-170, Scott Air Pack X3 Pro self-contained breathing apparatus and related equipment. Committee report, Finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw.
Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 165-19 with an amendment.
Seconded by Councilman Howe and Councilman McAllister. Go ahead, Councilman, if you could.
The amendment is to award the contract for 6 months, and the amount was changed to $25,000.
And that period would end on April 22nd, 2020.
Yes.
Okay. That's the amendment. Councilman Lattisaw moves as the amendment. Do I have a second on the amendment? Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the amendment that we didn't have in the Finance Committee or people didn't have an opportunity to ask? If not, a yes is for favorable action on the amendment changing the award amount to $25,000 for a period of 6 months ending on April 22nd, 2020. A yes is to approve that amendment, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 The amendment stands passed. If you could move it as amended. Councilman Lattisaw.
I move favorable as amended on PCR 165-19.
Councilman Lattisaw moves favorable as amended, seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any further discussion on this PCR 165-19, now 2020-170, as amended? If not, a yes is to approve, and the clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Marola?
Yes.
Mr. Corley?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
PCR 165-19, 2020-170 stands passed as amended. Next item on the agenda is PCR 166-19, now 220-171, testing and repair of self-contained breathing apparatus. Committee report, Finance.
Committee recommends favorable action with an amendment.
For action, Councilman Lattisaw, if you could move.
Favorable action on PCR 166-19 with an amendment.
Seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Councilman Lattisaw, if you could move the amendment.
The amendment will also award the contract for 6 months. The amount will change to $7,500, and the contract ending date would be April 22nd.
The amendment's been moved and seconded by Councilman McAllister, Councilman Howe. Any discussion on the amendment that we didn't have in Finance Committee, or any members would like to ask questions now? Again, it's amending it to the amount of $7,500, and the period would end, I believe, on June 15th, 2020. Any discussion on that?
June 15th.
That's correct. There's no discussion on the amendment. A yes is to approve the amendment, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 Yes. Amendment stands passed. Councilman Lattisaur, if you can move it as amended.
Move favorable as amended on PCR 166-19.
It's been moved and seconded by Councilman McAllister and Councilman Howe as amended. Any discussion on PCR 165-19, now 2020-171? If not, a yes is to approve as amended, and the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
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 PCR 166-19, now 2020-171, stands passed as amended. We'll move to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything for unanimous consent?
No.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
Pass.
Ward 5?
Pass.
Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7?
Pass.
Ward 9 passes. Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business with this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
Councilwoman Travis moves us to the docket session. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The council stands in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket?
Yes, I have one. It's a resolution to the General Assembly and Rhode Island Department of Transportation to close Narragansett Parkway to commercial trucking.
Okay. Intergovernmental. Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
One item, Mr. President. Docketed by myself, Councilman McElroy, Councilwoman Travis, Councilman McAllister, Councilman Sinapi, Councilman Corley. The tentative title, ratification of the collective bargaining agreement between the City of Warwick and the Warwick Firefighters, and for the period of July 1, 2019 to June 30th, 2022.
Finance. Anything else?
That'll
no. Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Pass.
Ward 6.
Yes, I have one. Co-sponsored by Councilman Lattisaur, resolutions in regard to creation of a Vietnam Memorial at the Warwick Veterans Junior High School.
Public properties. Ward 7.
I have one, an ordinance in regards to a one-way to one-way traffic on Alice Ave.
Public safety.
I have one for Councilman Sinapi.
Okay, go ahead, Councilman Travis.
Okay, let's see. This is an ordinance in regards to no parking between signs either side from the southeast corner of Condor and Greenwich Avenue shortly after pole 1. He has a traffic study.
Public properties, and I have one. It's a bond approval for the 2020-2021 school department projects, release of funds, and that will go into finance. City Council stands adjourned. Have a good evening.